Mucho Radio joined the Melamoon Halifax City Stop 2026. Melamoon have brought Black entrepreneurship, capital, and community together for one powerful day in Halifax, giving Black founders the opportunity to showcase their businesses, connect with ecosystem leaders. Mucho Radio Network, Inc. is a B3 business, Black-focused, Black-led, serving Blacks and other communities. Mucho Radio is a platform that documents powerful, authentic stories from African descent communities across Nova Scotia and beyond. The organizing team, speakers, and the event host shared what they took from this event in Halifax. I am Marat Naimana, and I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist. So without further ado, for our first guest, can you present yourself, please?
Tiffany Callender. I'm the co-founder and CEO of the Federation of African Canadian Economics, otherwise known as FACE. And we're here in Halifax today as a part of our Melamoon tour. Melamoon is our annual pitch competition where we give the opportunity for Black entrepreneurs across the country to win up to $100,000 in non-dilutive capital. Last year, when we launched this project, we were very happy to have engagement all over the country apply, but we decided now we would add a roadshow. So we are going to 5 different cities in Canada so that people can pitch for the opportunity to be one of the winners in October of 2026. Halifax has a rich history of Black communities, the African Nova Scotian community that has its own distinction, its own history, that actually influenced really the migration across this country. You know, I'm from Montreal, so a lot of Nova Scotians came over to Montreal. They were porters, sleeping porters on the trains, and that's connected to the west end of Montreal, and then it continues over into Ontario. So Halifax is very, very important and critical in the story of being a Black Canadian. So it made sense that we would be our first tour stop outside of our hub in Montreal would be here in Halifax. And the reception is what I expected it to be. I wanted to see entrepreneurs who have innovative ideas from different backgrounds, different immigration stories, different sectors, pitch their ideas to be able to move their businesses forward. A lot of diversity in the pitches, right? We had tech, we had fashion, we had innovation around food. We had so many different sectors, and that's the beauty of Melamoon. It's not a tech pitch competition. It is a business pitch competition, and it gives different people with different ideas at different stages of growth the chance to get that push. You know, often in the entrepreneurship community, they always have a roadmap of how entrepreneurs should develop. So they'll say, like, you know, the first capital you get could be family and friends. That doesn't always apply to our community. A lot of us are either newly arrived to Canada. We might be the first one in our family to be in a steady career. We might be helping to take care of our extended family, taking care of parents, taking care of kids. Sometimes there isn't somebody we can call who can take the risk of giving us that first initial investment in our business, but the community can. And that's why FACE, along with its partners, came together to say, let's adapt that step for entrepreneurs. And that's why Melamoon is important. And that's why we're glad that we're here. We were known as FACE Coalition. And the reason why is because the coalition part of our work is the most important part of our work. We would never purport to be able to do this work alone, and it would be ignorant of us to think we could do it alone. We do the capital piece. We lend capital to entrepreneurs up to $250,000 in loan funding. But we have ecosystem partners that help the businesses get loan ready. We have the knowledge hub that collects all of this data that can inform where we are right now and then where are we going? What are the trends that we're seeing? How does that match up against the Canadian economy and the global economy? We have a lot to do to make sure that we are catalyzing our efforts to get to where we want to be. And where do we want to be? That's your question. What's our future look like? Well, the first thing is, to date, Black Canada has worked with the government of Canada to be able to get $1.14 billion invested in Black communities, led by Black innovation. So that's not just in entrepreneurship. It's in nonprofit social enterprises. It's through a philanthropic fund. This is important work. Now, where do we go from there? For the Black Entrepreneurship Program, we've been renewed for 5 years. There's been an investment in these programs to continue. We have a shifting economy. Our Canada's most reliable, long-standing trade partner just below our borders has now shifted the entire economic framework that the world functioned under. As Canada looks for trade partners and looks for new markets, so will we. We will help our entrepreneurs, our small and medium-sized businesses, to export to other markets. We will create relationships. We will dynamize what we have so far in Canada. We will help to create jobs. We will help to ensure that there's stability in Canada, because the Black Entrepreneurship Program is not just good for Black communities, it's good for Canada. Canada's economy runs on small and medium-sized businesses. And that means that our young people have to consider starting a business or owning a business as a viable pathway to not only take care of themselves, but to also create jobs for others. You are right. We cannot depend on employability coming from others. We can create employability for ourselves and others. Our young people are growing up in a completely new era. AI is present now. People can build businesses faster than they could before. They have access to information in faster ways. Now we just have to make sure that the other components, which are important, which is being able to access good quality data, being able to access the right sponsors and mentors, and then the capital, so that there are no barriers to going to the next phase of growth. And I think that that is what FACE Coalition has done, is by bringing those actors around our community. That includes our young entrepreneurs. Our loan fund, you have to be 18 years old to apply. And we have a focus where we actually measure how many young people are using our loan fund. And the beauty of that is when they get in young and we're able to accompany them, as their business grows, as their businesses grow, we can accompany them through every stage. We can say, now you need more capital to scale. Now you need more capital to diversify. We want to be on the journey with our young people because they have the longest horizon. If they start young and they inculcate themselves in business and entrepreneurship, we can be on the ride with them all the way to when they're ready to sell the businesses or go public. You know, we have to really understand there's no limitations and give our young people the tools.
Do you think that building an African Descent Radio in Canada to learn from one another and tell our story our way is important?
The same, if in order for me to build an institution like FACE with partners, that means that we need our stories told by the people from our community, because they have the real story, not the perception, not the interpretation, but they are a part of our community. And they always say that the story is typically told by the hunter and not the story of the lion. So we need to make sure that we have media hubs and media vehicles that tell our stories, amplify our strengths, and allow for us to see bigger. Not looking at just our problems, although it is important to look at them so we can solve them. But the position you take on any issue is how you will then address it as a community. So Black media is very important. Mucho Radio at Melamoon, thank you so much for coming to us.
Every city needs someone who listens. Someone who notices the small stories that don't make the headlines, but still shape the heartbeat of a place. That's Mucho Radio News. It's local. It's independent. It's honest. If you believe that truth and facts deserves airtime, help keep independent Mucho Radio local news alive. Your gift trains new storytellers, fund the mics and recorders they need. It also protects independent journalism right here at home. Donate today, because local news and community stories aren't a luxury. It's how communities stay connected. Visit muchoradio.com today and donate.